What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast, which is everyone's favorite podcast these days. I know, bitch. That's why you're listening. The weekend was long because you didn't hear from me, but we're back, okay, 5 days this week. And you know, today's episode is my favorite because we're talking about psilocybin. It was so random. My husband is like, are you microdosing tomorrow? Well, yeah. I haven't because of my ears and all the things. And I promise when you start this relationship with mushrooms, like, they're alive. Okay. There's energy in them. I can't explain it. It's like all of nature. Everything is living and breathing. It's incredible. But you just learn when you do it and when you don't. People ask me all the time, do I have to do this forever? And I'm like, you're going to learn to listen. Okay. No, there should be times where, you know, you kind of take the break, but always come back to it. Okay. It's doing some real shit. And we're going to talk about that science. I'm going to lay some science down on you, but let's do some housekeeping. Okay. Let's get to the normal shit. Make sure you're subscribed so you do not miss an episode. Okay. I don't want you to go off the rails. I'm going to keep you on your path, keep you solid, keep you becoming the best possible version of yourself, okay, to create a life you deserve, to create a life you love, and to be able to stop bitching about where you're at, okay? You get to decide. There's a lot of shit in the world we can't control right now. What you can handle is your shit, okay? You focus on the things you can control. And make sure you are following me on TikTok, okay? I've been very consistent over there and dedicated. You get a whole different version of Brandon Lynette than you get on Facebook. Like, if you're following me on Facebook, you guys saw the dorky ass picture I just posted. That's real life, okay? That's me today. That's my whole mood. I guess I've been in the house for 2 days. My husband's not feeling good, so I'm bored, and I just, I'm, you know, fucking around with the kids and just feeling feisty, and I don't know, just, it's hilarious. So that's the version you're getting there. TikTok is a whole different Brandon, okay? That's a whole different Brandon. You're getting the real shit, okay? Consistent videos, I'm showing up over there. Haven't gotten to YouTube yet, but let's just take the win of TikTok, okay? Consistent, bitch. I'm posting like 2 to 4 videos every single day. So that shit's growing too. I'm excited about that. If you're here because of TikTok, thanks, bitch. I'm super excited to have you here. Make sure you get into my Listen Bitch Facebook group where I post journal prompts Monday through Friday. That is something about me. I am very passionate about what it is to journal and write things down. And I could see the big difference in my life when I'm consistent on that. Some days I will just half-ass it. I have a specific routine of the things I write down. And then, you know, sometimes I really get deep on the journaling, and there's times where I just am like kind of, you know, shell writing. And I could tell the difference in my life. I could see when I'm really connected and engaged what my writing is like versus, you know, Brandon just is doing this because it's a habit, you know? But it is very important to get committed to having these conversations with yourself, looking within, okay? Looking within is key. And so I post journal prompts to help you start the conversation with you, okay? You ask yourself these questions, you answer it. If you don't like the way the story reads, then you rewrite it in a way that's going to serve you. BrandonLynette.com, you can sign up for emails where I will send out shit. Usually, you know, you're going to get a link where I can make some extra money. So if that bothers you, don't sign up for emails. Okay. Not everybody wants to support people. Not everybody wants to, you know, buy products and shit, but I sell stuff. Most importantly, I sell books. Okay. You guys need to get my vision book. I don't know why I've just kind of taken for granted that I have this magic tool and I don't talk about it enough. Literally, I opened it up for a friend at work, and just seeing her reaction reminded me, like, holy shit, bitch, you need to start telling people about this. It's like an unsung hero. I just don't talk about it enough. The vision book, you can get it on Amazon. Go to onceuponatimebitches.com and you're going to be able to find all my books there. And if you don't like to read, you can get them on Audible as well. But let's get into it. On Mondays, we talk about microdosing. So we're talking about psilocybin. And when I talk about microdosing, I mean, we take a minuscule amount, okay? I set my clients up with a very specific schedule. So if you're new here, my first recommendation for you to get the shrooms is to find a weed guy. Okay, because weed guys usually have a connection, and that's where I started. However, I was not happy with my experience. I realized, like, you know, people were taking the shrooms like in high amounts and nothing was happening. So there probably was nothing happening to me taking it in a small amount. And so I took things, you know, I started doing some research, found some places that shrooms are decriminalized because there are a lot of places opening up. The world is kind of becoming attuned to the fact that it's kind of a necessity. We have an innate right to plants. Okay. So the fact that they're illegal in the first place is a little bit annoying. But if your county is decriminalized, this is fucking awesome. If not, I am close to someone. I obviously am not going to give out my guy. Okay. I'm not going to give him up, but I will help connect you to get some shroomies if you cannot find them. And I swear by them because they're the ones I use and I can get you started. I do coach my clients on how much to take and when to take. So don't overthink all of that. Don't be like, I just don't know anything. And I don't want you to be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. I'm someone who is not okay with like smoking weed or any kind of anything that makes me not feel like me. I freak the fuck out. Okay. So I don't like being high. I don't like, you know, even the pain meds that I got when I was, you know, had C-sections, like I didn't take that shit. I don't like feeling like not like me. Okay. So if you are someone who can relate to that, trust me, this is safe. Okay. 100% safe and 100% effective. Or I guess for you bitches that want to do some shots of water to get your water count in, I'll say 1,000%. It's 1,000% effective. The shit works. Okay. So who is this for? How does it work? What's going on? From my perspective, I take a little amount three or four days a week. Usually 3 days and then 4 days off, sometimes 4 days, 3 days off, but usually 3 days. Every morning you take it on an empty stomach. And what happens is nothing really. I just have noticed a lot of things have changed. My reactions have changed. My emotional maturity, my emotional response has changed. My relationship with myself has changed. It's like everything you need to see and look at within yourself becomes present in your current awareness. I'm able to stay in the present moment. Things like anxiety and depression don't pull me into their current anymore. I'm not available for that. So how does this work? Because there is a lot of research that's been done, and that's why this is becoming something that people are talking about. This is why, you know, there's a lot of people that are microdosing now. There's a lot of people that are fighting to get it decriminalized because the research is proving itself. So the science shit, okay, when you take psilocybin, it's coming into your brain through the same receptors as serotonin, okay? And serotonin, you guys, is that feel-good hormone. And this is the part that controls your body, like your sleep, your sexual desire, your, you know, satisfaction, your happiness, your optimism, all of that, okay? And what happens is if you are someone who is struggling with depression or anxiety, this means that you have low levels of serotonin. And that's the same for like people that have PTSD, people that are having these massive headaches, people with eating disorders, addiction, substance abuse. What happens is you go to the doctor and you're like, okay, I need some help. And they're going to give you these SSRIs. Okay. And these are supposed to boost the levels of serotonin that are available to your brain cells. Are you with me? What happens is even if these pills work, it takes weeks. Okay. And not just that, this has been my experience because bitch, I did the antidepressants. Okay. All that shit did was numb me. It numbed me. So I never healed because what happens to your body is that energy, when you are trapping these emotions, you're trapping energy. So when you're experiencing something that you should have a flood of emotions for, but you have so much SSRI running through your bloodstream that you have no emotional response or reaction, you're trapping these emotions in your body and you get sick. Okay. Once energy is trapped in your body, that's where you're having problems like pain, sickness, all the shit. It fucks you up. You cannot hold on to these emotions. And that's what we've tried to do. That's our, you know, trauma response is like, oh my God, we can't feel that. It's very uncomfortable. With microdosing, I feel everything. I just don't become that. So I could feel the sadness. Okay. I can feel even guilt. I can feel, I could see all of these emotions and I can give them, you know, their 5 minutes of fame. They just need to be felt. You feel it, you heal it, you release it. And instead of like, you know, you feel something sad and then all of a sudden the sadness overcomes you. And then the thoughts, you just create this story around this emotion. And then all of a sudden it's been 3 weeks and you haven't left your couch and you're just depressed. You're not answering the phone. You're not doing anything. All of a sudden you've become the sadness. Okay. Microdosing psilocybin, I don't become the sadness. I can be sad and then I move through it and past it and I can get back to my joyful, peaceful, whatever. I could be pissed off. And it's not the end of the world. Okay. My highs and lows were very dramatic. Like if my husband and I were fighting, that was it. We're getting a divorce. We're done. It's all the things. Now, I mean, it's, come on, you guys, right? I was so dramatic. I ran from everything, ran from my feelings, ran from experiences, ran from everything. And now I can just face, I can face shit. Okay. So we've got the psilocybin and scientists can see the changes in your brain neuron connectivity within 30 minutes. Okay. That's it. They have a dramatic effect on the way the brain systems synchronize. Okay. The way they're moving and grooving together. It's like you're creating new connections. So you've got these neurons firing and wiring and all of a sudden you have this complete coherence where your brain is set on autopilot. The thoughts you have thought have kind of created that groove in the snow, right? When kids are going sledding, they kind of create this groove and the sled always goes back into that groove. No matter how many times you try to go beside it, it will slip into that groove. That's the same thing for your thought process. So most of the things that you're experiencing, you're not even consciously aware of it. Okay. You are just on autopilot and this is just what your thoughts do, your brains do, your emotions do. This is what it's just going on autopilot. Okay. When you microdose psilocybin, it's creating new connections. That's it. There's an increase in the connectivity between areas of the brain that don't normally communicate well. You guys, this is science, okay? There used to be this, you know, theory that our brains were just as capable as they were and we couldn't repair them. If there was damage, they couldn't heal. So who you were when you were 50 years old, your brain is just stuck there. But that's not the truth anymore. It's the opposite of that, okay? So everything that you normally do, which is not functional for you, falling into that depression, sinking into anxiety, you don't do that anymore. Suddenly those things, those little neurons that were talking to each other, talk less and the new conversation takes over. Okay. So it's breaking down normal boundaries between what you used to think and what is possible. And because you're in this new state of awareness, you start to be in this present moment. You start to feel very connected and you cannot be depressed and feel connected at the same time. It doesn't work. Okay. It doesn't work. So all of a sudden you're feeling connected. You're going to feel less depressed. You look outside and all of a sudden you feel like basically how important you are in the thread of life. You are a valuable piece of the puzzle. You matter and you feel that. It is weird. It is weird and you have to experience it for yourself because I feel like just words just don't even do it justice. I think it's just that whole, it's a very personal experience. And then all of a sudden you're noticing like some of the bad habits you had going away. Okay. Some of the toxic responses you used to have going away. I'm not responsive anymore. I'm not reactive. Not responsive was not the word. Reactive. I'm not reactive. I was very snappy. Even my girls were having a conversation the other night, talking about, you know, the trauma I inflicted on them as their mother, because we fuck our kids up, you guys. That's the truth. And they're just like, you were so angry. I was angry because I had no idea how to control things that were out of my control. And I was carrying the weight of the world and trying to survive at the same time. And it was insane. Even if you're not going to microdose there, you've got to find a way to call the calmness into you, okay? Because life is too short to walk around angry and pissed off. I'm not angry and pissed off anymore. Stuff just falls off. I can, you know, walk into the fire and I'm not going to freak out. I could just calmly figure out what's next. You just do the next right thing. And right now, I feel like with everything happening around us, we all feel like we're under more pressure than usual. That's it. And guess what? The media is winning, because what they want is for the world to have anxiety and depression and to be afraid of what's next, right? What sickness are they putting on us next? And yeah, do I think that the government has put shit out there on purpose? Yes. Okay. I wear a tinfoil hat, you guys. I'm a conspiracy theorist and all the things. So think what you want. But my opinion is they fuck around a lot. Okay. They're into some pretty evil shit, and they own everything that's influencing you, and they want you scared. They want you depressed. They want you begging for these shots. They want you, you know, wearing a mask. And because there's money in sickness, and people that are afraid can be controlled. Okay. So we have this pressure. I feel that it's a heaviness that the entire world is feeling. Okay. You've got this overwhelming feeling of loneliness. You're scared about getting sick, money worries, because are you kidding me at the prices? The final thing, okay, you guys, we have bunnies, and I have to buy their litter and hay and stuff probably like every 4 to 6 weeks. I get enough to last 4 to 6 weeks. Last time I went, I was like, wow, I'm really surprised that the prices haven't gone up on this. I mean, my bunny litter was like $3.99 a bag, okay? And so when my husband and I went to the store the other day, I was like, what the fuck? Like $6.99 for litter. It was like the food was $8.99 and it's $16.99. All the shit went up. So yeah, absolutely. You're going to have financial worries. Okay. 100%. Like the world is, it's a shit show right now, and prices have been raised and you're not making more money at work. And so we have all these pressures, just normal fucking life, okay? Normal life. All of this is beyond our control, but like, you get to decide how you react. You get to decide your perspective. You could let this overwhelm you. You could get caught up in this. You could start worrying about it. You could freak out and think, oh my God, how are they going to make me and my family sick? Or you could say, fuck that, and you can decide how to react, and you could decide your perspective, okay? You don't get to let these people overwhelm you. This is where you get to choose to be resilient. And yeah, that takes a positive perspective, and that takes coping skills. That's how you prepare to thrive during bullshit times like this. So what do you need to do? Okay, microdose. I'm telling you guys, get the psilocybin. Do I think this is a cure-all for everybody? Fuck yes. Do I have clients that have all of these diagnoses from, you know, childhood shit that is just solving itself? Okay. I do think this is important, especially when it comes to, you know, Alzheimer's and just what happens to our brain and our awareness staying in this present moment. I think it's important. But if you're someone who is still not ready, I mean, I respect that. I think you're silly. I think you're silly putting this off, because holy shit. Like it changes everything within you. It's a beautiful, beautiful gift. But how can you, you know, calm the fuck down without the psilocybin? Okay. This is everything we're going to continue to talk about this entire year. Okay. Number one, practicing self-care. You have to be proactive. That means investing in you. And I'm not talking about just financially. I'm talking about investing and giving yourself care. It doesn't cost you money to go out and take a walk or to run. It doesn't cost you money to, you know, take care of your body. These are the things that are going to give you the strength. These are the things that are going to help you prevent and manage stress. Working out automatically lifts your spirits, automatically boosts your immune system. So you have to find, you know, whatever activities you like. That's how you're going to stay consistent. Okay. Don't sign yourself up for shit that you're not having a great time doing. You're not going to commit to that. Okay. And then invite someone to come with you. I love that, you know, it's something my husband and I have chosen to do together. I'm accountable, way more accountable than when I was just doing it myself. I would do it for a couple weeks and then I would just stop and I wouldn't go back. And I didn't have anybody, you know, to hold me accountable. It's nice to have a partner. Get someone in it with you. Eating healthy. Okay. This government wants you eating all the shit. I mean, are they kidding me that they're going to say that sugary ass cereal is better than a steak, right? Like, they are just fucked. Okay. And the fact they're replacing all of our natural food with lab created food, that should tell you something. You want to eat ton of protein, raw shit, get out of the canned food, get out of the boxed food. Just eat the meats, okay? Eat the meats. You want a balanced diet. You want to eat real food. This is where you're going to get your energy, and that stabilizes your blood sugar. You absolutely need that extra protein. You want a strong, healthy body? Drink your water, eat your protein. Lift heavy weights, okay? Especially your body needs the protein if you are dealing with stress, okay? So how do you do this? You're going to look for the meat. You're going to look for the eggs. You're going to eat lentils, you know, fish, whatever that is. And sleep is super important. Even like a little sleep deprivation has a major impact on your mental health. I am one of those people who literally, if I try to wake up before my 8-hour window, or 7 is the minimum, but I just don't even become conscious. My alarm could go off. I'm not going to consciously know I turned it off. It my body just knows. It knows what I need, and that's it. When you are, you know, overthinking everything, and psilocybin helps with this so much, but so could, you know, make sure you're turning off your phone before bed. Make sure you're not feeding your body with all the news. You guys have to tune that shit out, okay? Stop listening to MSNBC and stop listening to your friends who are like, you know, this is happening and the country is whatever. All the doom and gloom, you have to change that. So listen to something positive about 30 minutes before you go to bed, and then journal. Journal about the things that you're worried about. Write out some affirmations. Definitely list the things that you're grateful for, okay? So that way you're not tempted to have thoughts just like running rampant and disturbing your sleep and your dreams. And it's important to just kind of like simplify your life, okay? We don't need to schedule 1,000 things in a day, because if you've been rushing around, it's really hard to like calm down and center. You don't want every day to be 100 miles per hour. That's it, okay? So evaluate goals and make sure everything is in alignment to be realistic with you. Like, I get that people want to stay informed, but there's a really fine line between doom scrolling and staying informed. You have to set ground rules for this. And I'm thinking, you know, it should be time limits. I do another podcast called Two Truths and a Lie. I think I have like 5 episodes up, which, you know, a lot of that is because I would start to read all of these articles and I was not okay. Like, I physically would be sick and I would freak out, and it was hard for me to just submerse myself in all of that crazy. I had to grow through it. I've still, the past couple of weeks, I haven't done the podcast, but I have been looking at the articles and practicing looking through them without making an emotional response. Okay. And you can learn, you learn to do that. It's like stoicism. Okay. And I have made this whole deal with myself. Like, you know, when you start to go down the hole watching stuff that just makes you sick, it's like a train wreck, right? Like, I know that feeling now, and I just put my phone down and I walk away from it. Okay. That's it. And being online, you really have to speak kindly to yourself. You've got to resist all the temptations to be comparing yourself with other people. And have someone to talk to about these things, okay? Especially what's going on in the world. I mean, I think it's important. I love that my husband and I align on a lot of the same things. It helps to know that someone agrees and I'm not just fucking crazy, okay? Like, the world is shit. Violent things need to happen. And my husband has always thought that, and I was the one that was a little slow to agree with him, but now I 100% agree. You know, no one has consequences anymore. And I feel like that's a very important thing. So being able to talk to him about that, knowing like, okay, at the end of the conversation, what can we do? Because we know what the government wants from us. They want us sick and they want us, relying on them. They want to control us. That's it. So we do the opposite of that. We, educate ourselves. We become free thinkers. We do our own research. We focus on what it is to get our bodies and our minds healthy. Okay. Focusing on that relationship with God is keeping me straight. And you find positive sources. Look for uplifting stories. Celebrate the stories you see where people are saving puppies and neighbors are giving back to, the community. That's it. Set times to shut off your devices. Okay. That should be a non-negotiable. A couple hours before bed, just be done. Okay. Collective emotions. This is a real thing. Okay. Feelings and related behavior. It spreads like wildfire from one person to another. So if you're around people all the time who are just like, oh my God, the doom and gloomers. Okay. Get the fuck away from them. Increase your awareness, and just knowing how you can be affected by how someone else is feeling is empowering. I've learned to walk into a room and just ask, like, please protect my energy. Let this be, my space. Don't let other people's energy come into my space. Because sometimes we walk into a room and we think we're feeling anxiety, but it's really someone next to us and we can just feel that. That's a thing. So when you can start increasing your awareness, you could come up with strategies to handle the situation. This is how you create more positive influences. Okay. You have to be selective about who you're spending time with, especially if you're feeling down. You don't want to be with someone who's going to enable the dark side of you when you're feeling down. Okay. Hang out with, the family and friends who are demonstrating emotional intelligence, people that are kind of living a life by design, an example that is set, a life that you would choose to live. Study what they're doing. Okay. And offer support. You can still be there for other people when they're struggling, but you have to maintain those boundaries. That means you don't let their problem become your problem. Encourage them, distract them, have them do something fun with you, go on a walk. Jesus, take them with you to go run errands. I don't know. And then, if you're really, really struggling, then find someone to talk to. Find a therapist, find a counselor, find a life coach. There's a lot of ways that you can get through this, but the most important is that you are becoming aware of your current reality and what you can do. The government doesn't give a fuck about you. So we don't want to fall into a relying relationship with them. We don't want shit from them, okay? Other than our power back, other than them to remember that they work for us, okay? In the meantime, what can you control? We have fed them all the bullshit. They wanted us to be fat and happy. And what did America do? We blew the fuck up. Okay. We eat all the McDonald's. We eat all the junk food. We drink all the pop or soda. What do you call it, bitch? I don't even know. We're doing that. They want us, abusing drugs and alcohol and on antidepressants and just dependent on the system. People that cannot think for themselves, people that cannot take care of themselves, people that are relying on the government can be controlled. That's them creating the reality they wanted. Right or wrong, they're doing that and we fell for that. So how do we take our power back? We treat ourselves well. We stay in this present emotion. We take our power back. The best thing you could do right now in the power you have in something that you can control is to focus on being the best version of yourself. That's the biggest fuck you to the government right now. That's the biggest fuck you to all the bullshit going on around us, is to just step into your own power. And having a tool that's going to collapse time for you is not a bad thing. Try the psilocybin. Here's the thing, you lose nothing by giving it a try, but you can gain everything by being open to this. You have the option. Absolutely, perspective matters. You get to choose what you're going to see in this situation. At the end of the day, ask yourself, what can I control? What can I do? You want to do the opposite of what the government wants you to do. Okay. Free think, take care of yourself, get fucking healthy. Okay. Stop making excuses for your bullshit. Get healthy. I love you, bitches. I'm going to see you tomorrow. My kids are fighting in the next room. I'm sure you could hear that. I'm sure you could hear that. And it's fine because it's real life. We don't sugarcoat shit here. It's just, it's life. I will see you bitches tomorrow. If you have any questions about microdosing, you're going to sign up for emails at brandonlynette.com. You can message me on Facebook and make sure you follow me on TikTok. You're getting a whole different brand in there. And if you're here from TikTok, welcome, bitch. Okay. You're in good hands. I promise you. Yeah, we got a lot in store for this year. A lot of you. Okay. A lot of looking at you and stepping into your full potential and power as a co-creator of your story. Okay. I love you.